Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Badass Women's Hour Extra Bits, our little gift to you podcast subscribers. Now, did you see the Ulrika Johnson ad that got banned from the Tube? Well, we meet the woman behind that ad, Charlie Lester, CEO of Lumen App, and talk all things dating and sex over 50.
Underwear, armpit hair, many imitators, but no one compares.
Badass Women's Hour XL with Harriet Minter, Natalie Campbell, and Emma Sexton on Talk Radio.
One, two, three, four!
If you are on the Tube last few weeks ago, you might have been lucky enough to catch one of Ulrika Johnson's ads for dating app Lumen, which saw her in a very racy number, looking exceptionally hot, with the tagline, "Would you like to be my stocking filler?" And it was deemed too offensive, and TFL have banned it. Joining us in the studio now is founder and CEO of the Lumen app, Charlie Lester. Hello, Charlie.
Hello.
When you shot this campaign, did you think, oh my gosh, this is going to be too much for London commuters?
Not remotely. if you've seen the advert, there's barely any skin showing. It's about an inch of her leg. I actually was worrying that because she's actually quite insecure. She's lovely, but she is quite insecure. And I was actually worrying that she wasn't showing enough skin when we were starting to styling the shoot. So actually the complete opposite, to be honest. She looks lovely. She looks lovely. And I think it's all been quite funny because I genuinely could not get my head around being told that it was too sexualized and that that it was offensive.
And one of the things that is weird about this is that I think we see essentially that image with even more skin on the Tube every single day. What do you think it was about that ad that made it too much?
I mean, I think partly it's because we're a dating app. I think we probably do have more scrutiny there. But I have to say, I do think it's because she's older. Mm-hmm. So this is not the first time our adverts have been banned. Last Christmas, actually the whole reason we did this campaign is that last Christmas we did some sexy Santa ads with the UK's sexiest Santa.
Remember him. He's a very sexy Santa.
He was very hot. And we did some research that basically showed that people find Santa attractive if you break down his qualities, right? So facial hair, good with kids, likes to travel.
Giving. Okay.
Yeah. Has a lot of gifts.
Yeah. And so we came up with this campaign based on that. And actually, a lot of women in their 50s said to me, "Look, we love those ads, but we're fed up of seeing silver foxes. No one ever shows women in their 50s and 60s as being really sexy." So we're like, okay, well, this year we'll do Mrs. Claus. And we were looking at who might be Mrs. Claus. And actually, I saw Ulrika on First Dates and thought, oh, she would be brilliant. So we got in touch with her. And so that was what this whole shoot was starred around. And the whole point was to try and sort of show that women in their 50s and 60s can be really sexy. But it was interesting because Santa got banned last year, and the day that Santa got banned, I walked through Waterloo and there was a poster of Aquaman who was topless, but just 20 years younger, right? And he didn't get banned and Santa did. And so I think there is an element of the age. I think maybe people look more at it. It does, because it's not something we see, right? I mean, one of the whole reasons that we do these adverts is because we've realised that people in their 50s and 60s just are completely absent from media and from advertising. And if you think of an over 50, it's normally a 70 or an 80-year-old, and it's like an image of someone retired on a beach. Mm-hmm. And that's not 50, right? And I think people have still got it in their heads that 50 is old, and it's not. It's midlife.
Mm-hmm. But should we be trying to get 50-year-olds looking like... Because it's one thing to go... okay, we're used to seeing kind of like 20-year-olds or whatever. Why can't we see 50-year-olds like that? But I'm like, why do we even want 50-year-olds to look like the 20-year-olds? Because I've got to say, I didn't love that advert, mainly because of the objectification And I would have loved to see her just looking really authentically sexy. Like, can we invent a whole new sexy that isn't like 20 top off, let's like show the abs? Could we have done it in a way that was a different sexy for 50-year-olds to own?
See, I disagree, because I think she's quite classy sexy. I mean, you can't see her abs. It's literally, she's got like a nightgown on.
Stockings on. And I'm like, that just felt a little bit like 1980s Anne Summers to me. I mean, I was brutally honest here.
That's fair enough. I mean, I think the reason we put her in stockings was literally because the tagline, like, we wanted a cheeky tagline. Yeah. The tagline is about stocking fillers, right? So that's the whole reason we put her in stockings. I mean, she was styled by women, just to say. Yeah. So it wasn't, there's no men involved in the styling. And I think it's a tricky one, because I think there are certain things that we have been told for years are sexy, right? And I think that's what we deem as a society as sexy. Maybe that will move on. I suppose our angle on it is that anyone of any age can be sexy, because if you look at the way that over 50s are treated, last year Helena Christensen was told off because she wore this like bustier, and people were like, oh, she's too old to be wearing that. And I mean, I wouldn't feel comfortable wearing that, not because of my age, just because I don't have the figure for it, right? She's a supermodel model. She has the figure for it, so go for it, right? I think it's a matter of what makes you feel sexy and what makes you feel confident. And for us with that shoot, I mean, and I think Ulrika would be quite honest talking about it, she's very candid, you know, she doesn't feel sexy. She feels like in the last sort of 10 years, because of stuff that's happened in her relationships and stuff, she doesn't feel attractive. And to be able to make her feel attractive for the day, which we know we did, because literally in her cab home, she's like taking selfies of herself and stuff and telling everyone. I mean, to be able to give her that feeling, I suppose, as a society deciding what sexy is, really, it should come from you, right? It's what you feel. And if you feel sexy wearing those clothes, like, then I think go for it.
And that's what I was going to say when you sort of going through the question. I don't see it as an older woman trying to look sexy as a younger woman. If there are women that would put on that outfit to feel sexy. And I think the context of it being Ulrika gives the whole ad complete context. I think if it was just a random woman, I might look at it and go,
Judi Dench.
Not even a celebrity, just a random. Okay. If just a random woman, sort of in stockings, it wouldn't have exactly the same context. And I was thinking about sort of the Marks and Spencer Christmas ads, naked women type thing, and I was like, would I look twice at that on the tube and say maybe not appropriate? But the context of it being Ulrika, the three divorces, the fact that she was a bit of a sex symbol, it makes sense to me.
I also had the other thing, which was I saw it and I was like, Ulrika looks amazing in this. She looks incredible. And then I thought about it when I saw it was banned and I was like, if that had been a kind of 22-year-old in that outfit with that tagline, I might have been like, oh, God, here we go again. We're objectifying women just to sell dating app. But because it was Ulrika and it was about her being older and like, owning this situation, I'm quite into it.
It's the context that changes the way you see the visual. Mm. And that's why, I mean, it could only have been Ulrika or another woman that's gone through a divorce publicly.
Or just somebody who gives off the idea that actually is, for them, how they naturally feel sexy. So like I said, Judi Dench, because I imagine Judi Dench's definition of sex is probably quite floaty and voluminous and great hair.
Or Helen Mirren. If it was Helen Mirren, wouldn't have bat an eyelid. I'd be like, Helen, go for your life, love. Love it.
But that's what I mean about a more authentic, like, I just...
But is that... I really feel... I'm with Nat on this. I think that style is very authentic for Ulrika.
It's Ulrika.
Ulrika's brand. Let's put it that way.
Ulrika's brand. Ulrika. Come on, think about Ulrika for, you know...
Like, if it was you and you turned up in that, I'd be like, Ems. Talk to the stylist. This is not you. For a start, there's colour here. Like, what? No.
That's true.
But yeah, I felt like it worked. Yeah, I agree. I think it works because it's Ulrika.
Well, actually, you know, again, another context. Annika Rice wouldn't have worked.
Yes.
Because it's not her.
But Annika in a flight suit totally would have made sense.
Exactly.
Come fly with me this Christmas.
Exactly. Yes. It would have made sense. And that's why I think... So the ad with the context, I think it should have passed because it makes sense based on who was in the visual.
I think one of the interesting things about it, I mean, like, I know the reason why the advertising partner has done this, right? It's the whole Beachbody Ready thing, which I, as a woman, hated, right? Yeah. But I think it's also, I feel like nowadays there's just so much snap judgment that, oh, this is wrong, this is right, this is wrong. And it's like, okay, can we actually take a step back and discuss this first? Yeah. Because, you know, there's a big difference between Beachbody Ready, where it was like literally telling people, this is what you need to look like to go on a beach, right? Yeah. To just actually... someone looking nice.
Having a bit of fun with Christmas.
Because last time we were told, oh, you're objectifying the male model, right? And it's like, well, in that case, shouldn't all advertising be banned? Because in that case, all models have been objectified, right? Mm-hmm. Their whole career is based on objectification. So I think it's... I just think we're in a really interesting time, right? Because we're trying to find these lines. I mean, my whole thing with Lumen has been very kind of pro-ageism. A lot of the campaigns that we've done in the past have been really like anti-ageism, pro-age. So we've done things like... Our last lot of ads was like 86-year-old skydivers sort of
loved it.
74-year-old iron women who are amazing. So we do a lot of this. And I had an ad in the Tube a few weeks ago that was an evolution of dating. Kind of it looked like Darwin's evolution, mm-hmm. and it showed kind of your stereotypical evolution where the person ages and they're holding a stick and then they throw the stick away and they end up doing the La La Land dance with it's a man and a lady. And the tagline was aging has evolved. Right, it was the whole reason. And we created that was anti-ageism. All the over 50s we spoke to loved it. 20-year-olds were giving me stick on Twitter saying, you don't understand your audience because you've shown an old person holding a stick. And we're like, no, but they have to have the stick to throw it away, to throw away your ideas.
That's
of
a
joke. And I'm like, when you get to a point and you're like, have I done a really bad job that I'm having to explain this? But then I was like, Grandsnet loved it, right? So it's this kind of really weird, tricky time where I think it's call-out culture too, right? We live in this call-out culture and people want to try and fight for stuff. And it's like, okay, let's
we've lost the art of nuance. We're saying this before. Yeah. Everything now is it's moving into box, right or wrong. And what we've lost the ability to do is to have a conversation and see nuance in things and also just go, okay, get on with our lives. I mean, sometimes things just aren't that deep.
So with the tagline, right, I could kind of see where they might be a bit like, the tagline's a little bit cheeky. I mean, for the record, be my stocking filler. It's innuendo in kind of the grandma's chicken salad Joey way, right? You say it with a sexy voice and it sounds sexy. But it was really interesting having this discussion with the ad guys, and they were like, we won't let you have be my stocking filler, but you can have fill my stocking. Also, it was like, there was literally, like, oh, it was literally.
Fill my is not,
You're like, it's the same sentence. It's the same joke.
We should just say, a TfL spokesman said, our advertising agent deemed parts of Lumen's advertising campaign did not be compliant following advice from the Committee for Advertising Practice. However, they are open to working with you on a compliant advert.
Well, I have an update for that. Told us, no, they think we did it on purpose to get PR, so we're not allowed to do it. That wasn't TfL, that was the ad agent. Yeah, wow. So we're never allowed to advertise with them again.
Oh, really?
Ulrika broke TfL.
Girl.
That's the next ad. Yeah. Just a statement. Yeah. Ulrika broke TfL. Add a website link. Send them to the title on your website. Job done.
Charlie, it's been lovely chatting to you. Charlie Lester, CEO of Lumen App, the dating app for over 50s. 1, 2, 3, 4! This has been the Badass Women's Hour podcast with me, Harriet Minter, Natalie Campbell, and Emma Sexton. If you want to hear more from us, you can come follow us on social media at Badass Women's Hour, HR, or leave us a review and tell us how much you love us. We really need to feel the love. 5 stars should do it.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.